Yes, Minister by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Foles as Bernard Woolley in Jobs for the Boys.
What time is the minister recording this broadcast?
At 2 o'clock, Sir Humphrey.
We must stop him talking about the Solihull project.
Not a hope. He's going to describe it as a shining example of a successful collaboration between government and private industry.
Haven't you warned against it, Bernard?
Yes, but since you instructed me not to tell him the background, I was unable to convince him.
How could the minister ignore your hints?
Well, because he thinks that the Solihull project is a shining example of a successful collaboration between government and private industry.
How could he think that?
Because you told him it was, sir.
We'll use the Official Secrets Act.
But how can it possibly be a secret? It's so huge.
It's a big secret, Bernard.
But surely you can't use the Official Secrets Act for something that everybody knows about.
Bernard, the Official Secrets Act is not to protect secrets. It's to protect officials.
Sir Humphrey, why haven't you allowed me to show the minister the Solihull report, tell him the true story?
He hasn't asked. Why bother a minister's head with things that he doesn't want to know about?
But how could he ask if he doesn't know there's something to ask about?
Quite so.
But, Sir Humphrey, it's not that I'm questioning your judgment, but... But why?
Bernard, because the Solihull report contained a paragraph casting doubt upon the financial soundness of Michael Bradley and Sloan Enterprises Limited.
But if the minister knew that the government's financial partner was going bust, he wouldn't be so silly as to make a broadcast about it, would he?
Bernard, ministers should never know more than they need to know. Then they can't tell anyone. Like secret agents, they may be captured and tortured.
By terrorists?
By the BBC, Bernard. The bank is dithering. They're not sure whether or not to foreclose, which would be a disaster. I'm having a meal today with their chairman, Sir Desmond Glazebrook. We might manage to cook something up.
Why don't you go to a restaurant? Oh, I'm sorry, I see what you mean, yes.
In the meantime, come what may, the minister must be discouraged from referring to the Solihull project in this broadcast.
Sir Humphrey, this is a bit of a cover-up, isn't it?
Certainly not. This is responsible discretion exercised in the national interest to prevent unnecessary disclosure of eminently justifiable procedures in which untimely revelation could severely impair public confidence.
Oh, I see. Like Watergate.
Bernard, if you wish to leave the service and become a BBC interviewer, you have only to apply.
No, I'm sorry, Sir Humphrey, but...
good morning, Bernard, Minister.
Morning, Humphrey. Morning, Bernard. Sorry, Harry. George, would you put the boxes over there?
Right, sir.
Thank you, George. I think I'll be about an hour. I want to be at Broadcasting House in good time.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's that broadcast about? NATO, wasn't it?
Oh, no, Partnership and Industry, Minister.
Yes, I knew it was something like that. Who else is it?
It's in here, Minister. One employer and one trades unionist, as usual.
Joe Morgan? Wasn't he the TUC representative on the Solihull project?
Minister.
Yes, Humphrey?
Minister, you're not proposing to refer to the Solihull project on the air.
Yes, I certainly am. It's a shining example of a successful collaboration between government and private industry.
Yes. All the same, I'd be much happier if it was omitted.
Why?
But don't you think it's a little premature?
Certainly not. Building work started a month ago.
Exactly. Rather out of date, in fact.
Premature and out of date, Humphrey?
Untimely. What I mean is, don't you think it'll be uninteresting to the general public?
Not at all. It's something that's really happening. Extremely interesting.
Quite. It's so interesting, in fact, that there's a danger that it will obscure your main point, perhaps.
What is my main point?
Well, Bernard, what is the minister's main point?
That private projects are more socially responsible with government money and government projects are more efficient with private investment.
There, you see? It underlines my main point. You really are a wet blanket, Humphrey. You just go around stirring up apathy.
Minister, I must advise you very seriously, with all the earnestness at my command, that you do not refer to the Solihull project on the air today.
Why?
What?
I said, why?
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 But, Minister...
I am not going to fall for it, Humphrey.
Minister...
I'm going to make all the political capital that I can out of this Solihull project.
Please, please.
I know a good thing when I see one.
Please, Minister, I do
no, beg all right,
you.
No, all right, Humphrey.
But, Minister...
No, please... Thank you, Humphrey.
I mean, if it were just up to me, I'd obviously help out like a shot.
It's quite so, Desmond.
But the rest of the board are, well...
It's quite so, Desmond.
After all, it's not the bank's fault if some idiot government minister gets into bed with a financial whiz-kid who then takes the money.
Yes, the minister's not entirely to blame, Desmond. There are, well, extenuating circumstances. This Bradley chap looked very sound at the time.
But now you say he can't pay his bills.
Well, shall we say he is unlikely to fulfil his financial undertakings to Her Majesty's government.
Can't pay his bills, you mean? And if his ship goes down, it's likely to take Her Majesty's government's financial undertakings with it.
Yes, unless a reputable bank were to take over the contract from Bradley with a view to participating in a project which Her Majesty's government is determined to make successful and profitable.
Quite so. Well, as I say, it's up to my board. Could go either way, quite frankly. Could go either way.
I see.
Incidentally, to change the subject completely, Humphrey, you remember the new Ministry Co-Partnership Commission you mentioned?
Indeed, yes.
The chairmanship hasn't been filled yet?
Not yet.
Because if it were to be, should one be invited? Not for the money or anything. I mean, what's 8,000 a year?
160 a week. Part-time.
But it would be a fascinating... has anything been decided, informally? No?
Well, we're aware that you're looking around for a couple of quangos, and actually, I'm able to tell you in complete confidence that your name is on the shortlist.
Only on the shortlist? Quangos can't suddenly be in short supply, can they?
Well...
But look, there's a report in today's Telegraph. The Quango Jungle... There are still around 8,000 paid appointments within the gift of ministers to quasi-autonomous non-government organisations at a cost to the taxpayer of £5 million a year. You must have two or three jobs to spare.
Well, of course, our chap has plenty of them about, but the problem is finding one that's appropriate. Now, there has to be some reason to appoint you, see. See, what about advisory committee of dental establishments? Do you know anything about teeth?
I'm a banker.
That rules out the milk marketing board, too. What about the dumping at sea representations panel? Where do you live, near the sea?
Knightsbridge, just behind Harrods.
Yes, perhaps not quite near enough. So that more or less rules out the Clyde River Purification Board, too.
Rump stick?
That's for me.
Meat marketing board. Do you know anything about meat?
I eat it.
So that rules out the Meat and Livestock Commission.
Dover Sill.
Yes, that's mine. Thank you. Whitefish Authority.
Potatoes.
Thank you.
The Potato Marketing Board. The Governors of the National Biological Standards Board.
Spinach.
How about the Arable Crops and Forage Board? The Food and Drink Training Board.
Can I have some French mustard, please?
That's an idea. What about the Food Additives and Contaminants Committee?
I don't think I know much about any of those.
Well, my dear chap, what do you know about?
Nothing. Nothing, really. I'm a banker.
This is not easy. If we could only find a minority interest that you could represent.
Bankers.
Yes. Well, you see, the ideal Quango appointee is a black Welsh disabled woman trades unionist. We're all looking round for one of them. You don't know any, do you?
No.
Yeah.
So, it seems to boil down to the Industry Co-Partnership Commission. Still, I'd find that quite acceptable.
And it's within the gift of my minister, and you only have to put in an appearance once or twice a month.
Are there lots of papers?
Yes, it's not awfully necessary to read them.
But then I wouldn't have anything to say at the monthly meeting.
Splendid, I can see you're just the chap I'm looking for.
So, it's up to your minister, is it?
Yes. It could go either way. Quite frankly, it could go either way.
Sorry to keep waiting, George.
That's all right, sir.
Will you drop me at Broadcasting House?
Will you take Mr. Woolley to the House of Commons, then come back to me?
Yes, sir.
Bernard, what's the real reason Humphrey's trying to stop me mentioning the Surrey Hull project on the air?
Well, don't you think he gave 6 or 7 very convincing reasons?
No, did you?
Well, I'm sure Sir Humphrey knows what he's doing.
I'm sure he does. I just wish I knew what Sir Humphrey was doing.
I'm sure if Sir Humphrey advises something, then whatever he does advise is advisable.
What do you advise?
Well, it's not for me to advise, Minister, but if it were, I would be obliged to advise you that you would be well advised to follow Sir Humphrey's advice.
Why?
Well, it's just that, well, certain projects have certain aspects which, with sensitive handling, given reasonable discretion when events permit, there is no prima facie reason why, with appropriate give and take, if all goes well, in the fullness of time, when the moment is right...
You're blathering, Bernard.
Yes, Minister.
Why are you blathering, Bernard?
It's my job, Minister.
Well, I'm going to talk about it, so there.
Yes, Minister.
With the greatest...
You don't accept...
Gentlemen, please, can we have a word from the Minister? Mr. Hacker.
I should just like to point out that there is a perfect example of what can be done. It's going on up in Surrey Hull now. Government money and private investment in real partnership.
Claptrap.
No. That does seem to me to be symbolic of everything this government is working for. I've taken a great deal of personal interest in the Surrey Hull project.
Words.
No, it's not just words. It's actually there in bricks and mortar. Concrete proof, if I can use that phrase, that our policy really works in practice.
Thank you, Minister.
And there's just one...
Thank you, Minister. One last word, Mr. Conway.
I'd just like to repeat that there's nothing wrong with the principle of partnership provided that there is no interference in management decisions from the state or the workforce.
Thank you, Mr. Conway. Joe Morgan.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear. We all know that Mr. Conway is talking out of dear capitalist claptrap. If partnership is to mean anything at all, it must mean an equal partnership of unions, government and industry. In that order.
Final word, Minister?
Yes, well, I think basically we're all pretty much in agreement. Well, fundamentally, aren't we? We all realise that if only we can work together, we can forge a new Britain. And I'm delighted to have had this chance to talk about it with two of the principal forgers.
Gentlemen, thank you. The Right Honourable James Hacker MP, the Minister for Administrative Affairs, was talking with George Conway, the Chairman of the National Construction Federation, and Joe Morgan, the General Secretary of the Commercial and Administrative Workers Union.
Splendid. Thank you all very much indeed. Jean will take you to hospitality.
Oh, I hope you don't mind my mentioning this, Mr. Hacker, but I wondered if you'd be able to put in a word for my member's claim for a special Birmingham allowance.
I can't conduct trade union negotiations at a BBC studio. Anyway, that's a Department of Employment matter.
I know, but a word
now,
from you.
I'm sorry, I really don't see how I can. The next thing would be a claim from Manchester allowance, Plymouth allowance, Chipping Sudbury allowance.
But I was thinking, see, that after this broadcast, people might start asking questions about the Solly Hull project, wanting to know more about it. But as we know, I mean, there are some things better not found out.
Hmm?
I'm sure we understand one another.
Do we? You've got something in your eye.
Only a gleam? Ah, come off it, Hacker. We've got you by the short and curlies. And I'm asking 10% below London allowance, and we'll settle for 30% below. Give you credit for beating us down.
Yeah, but there's not going to be a Birmingham allowance. You'd just better resign yourself.
Well, if anyone's going to have to resign, it's not going to be me.
What are you talking about?
The Solly Hull project, of course. I could hardly believe it when you took all the credit for it in the broadcast. Great courage, of course. But whatever possessed you?
What?
Cannons to the right of him, cannons to the left of him. Into the valley of death rode Mr. Hacker.
Oh. How did it go, sir? Oh, very well. Yes, I was talking about government-industry partnership. There's a project going on up in the Midlands. You wouldn't have heard of it, but it's very interesting if you know the background.
You don't mean the Solly Hull project, sir?
Yes. You have heard of it. What are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing, sir.
George, what is so funny? What do you know about all this?
Not more than you might pick up on 37 journeys between the Ministry and Mr. Michael Bradley's office. 44 Farringdon Street and 129 Birmingham Road, Solihull.
37 journeys? Who with?
Oh, your predecessor, sir, and Sir Humphrey, mostly. Very cheerful they were on the first few trips. Then the gloom started to come down, if you know what I mean, sir.
Gloom?
Well, no, not gloom. More like desperation, really.
Desperation? What about?
Well, you're the one who knows the background, sir.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, of course. Any particular bit of the background you were thinking of?
I don't really know, do I? For all I know, Mr. Bradley may be quite kosher, despite everything Sir Humphrey said about him. Still, you know more about all that than I do, sir. I'm just a driver.
Oh, quite. Yes, quite. Yes, sir. I'm the minister.
Yes, Minister, I agree. A Birmingham allowance for Morgan's Union is out of the question. But how was the broadcast itself, Minister?
Oh, all right, I think.
You think?
Well, I talked rather enthusiastically about the Solihull project. But, well, now I'm having second thoughts.
Any particular reason?
Well, no, but Humphrey, is everything all right with the Solihull project?
I believe the building works are proceeding quite satisfactorily.
No, that's not what I meant.
Uh-huh.
What is going on?
Building is going on, Minister.
But yes, but something's up, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, Minister.
What?
The first floor is up and the second almost.
Humphrey, I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the finance.
Ah, I see. Our contract with the construction company, you mean?
Do I?
It provides for all the usual stage payments in accord
with
Humphrey,
the... Oh, Humphrey, what is it that I don't know about?
What do you mean, precisely, Minister?
I don't know. It's just that there's something I don't know. And I don't know because I can't find the right question to ask you. Because I don't know what to ask. What is it that I don't know?
Minister, I don't know what you don't know. It could be almost anything.
But you're keeping things from me. There is something about the Solihull project that I know I don't know, and I know you know. I know Bernard knows. Joe Morgan knows. For heaven's sake, even my driver knows. It's only poor old Joe Sopier who has to stand up and talk about it in front of the British people who hasn't got a clue what's going on. Humphrey, will you please answer one simple question?
Certainly, Minister. What is it?
I don't know. You tell me and I'll ask it. Yes, Frank?
Our meeting.
Meeting?
About my Quango paper.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Come in. Humphrey, have you read Frank's Quango paper?
Indeed, Minister.
What did you think of it? The bit about ending the scandal of ministerial patronage? Mm-hmm. All those thousands of jobs for the boys?
Most original and imaginative.
You liked it?
Frank, original and imaginative are Humphrey's two most damning criticisms.
But it would be a very popular political move. Hand all the appointments over to a select committee of Parliament, get the best men for the job instead of those old chums, party hacks, and you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours.
Frank's right, you know. I think we should put this forward for legislation.
Well, it's certainly a novel proposal.
Yeah, novel, that's the other killer.
But when a system is working smoothly...
Smoothly? Look at this. Proposal for chairman of the new Industrial Co-Partnership Commission, the latest quango, Sir Desmond Glazebrook. I ask you, he's never worked in industry, he's never met a trade unionist, and he's said a lot of nasty things about this government. Isn't that
but
the sort
he
of
would be an excellent chairman, Minister.
He is an ignorant buffoon.
But, Minister, an excellent chairman.
No, no. This is where I draw the line. I am not appointing Desmond Glazebrook.
But, Minister, you really must.
No, Humphrey, I've decided. No Glazebrook. Minister. No way. Over my dead body.
Minister,
right?
Before you make your final decision, I think there is something here you ought to see.
What's this? Report on the Solihull project. My top secret. £7.5 million, probably bankrupt proceedings, imminent collapse of project. Collapse of project? Humphrey, why on earth didn't you tell me about this before?
Minister, I'm deeply conscious of the heavy burdens of your office.
But if this comes out, it'll be all over the front pages. It'll be a public scandal, a disaster. It's appalling.
Hold on, Jim. Look, this report is dated before the election. You're in the clear. You're laughing.
Unfortunately, under the Convention of Ministerial Responsibilities, the blame must fall.
But everyone will know it wasn't Jim.
Oh, quite so, but there is only one honourable course, as the Minister is well aware.
Don't you think that Frank might have a point?
Except, of course, Minister, that only today you've publicly identified yourself with the success of the project.
What? Oh, my God. The broadcast.
Broadcast.
Bernard, when does it go out?
It's due for transmission round about now,
Minister. Now?
I'm afraid so.
Bernard, get on to the BBC. Stop it.
Stop what? Oh, yes.
Well, I wish you luck, Minister, but, you know what the BBC are like.
Yes, but surely in a case like this, a crisis, an emergency, a scandal.
Yes, well, if you put it to them like that, they might,
Yes.
Move it to peak listening time. And film it for Panorama, too.
I shall order them. I shall issue an instruction.
Minister tries to censor BBC.
What if you ask them very, very nicely? Ah, Bernard, what news?
I thought you'd better listen, Minister.
It's going on up in Surrey Hull now. Government money and private investment in real partnership.
Claptrap!
No, it does seem to me to be symbolic of everything this government is working for. I've taken a great deal of personal interest in the Surrey Hull project.
Words?
No, it's not just words. It's actually there in bricks and mortar. Concrete proof, if I can use that phrase, that our policy really works in practice.
Thank you, Minister.
And there's just one more.
Thank you. One last word, Mr. Conroy.
I'd just like to repeat.
Why did you let me say all that?
Minister, I can only advise. I did advise. I advised most strongly. But when an advisor's advice is unheeded...
All right. Well, advise me now.
Certainly, Minister. Now, it is possible that the bank will take over from Sloane Enterprises and all will be well.
A bank? Marvellous. Well,
the bank, however, is hesitant. But it happens that the director in charge is retiring next year and is anxious for some appointment. The chairmanship of a quango, for instance.
Well, give him one. Give him that one you were proposing that damn fool Desmond Glazebrook for. Who is the director in charge, anyway?
Desmond Glazebrook.
Actually, not a bad chap, really.
But he's always attacking the government in public.
Well, does us good to appoint our opponents occasionally. Democratic. Statesmanlike. Yes, I've changed my mind. I think he'll be excellent.
But you can't.
Oh, do shut up, Frank. Humphrey, who else knows about this?
Well, apart from this department and the bank and Michael Bradley, only the union representative on the project.
Joe Morgan. Of course. That's what's behind his Birmingham allowance claim. Blackmail.
Quite so.
Humphrey.
Minister?
I've been thinking, if Desmond Glazebrook is to be chairman, won't he need support? I mean, I was thinking perhaps a deputy chairman, one with real experience of industry.
An excellent thought, Minister.
Anyone you would advise me as being particularly suitable? A trade unionist, perhaps?
Let's see. What about Joe Morgan, Minister?
Joe Morgan? What a good idea, Humphrey. Well done.
It takes two to quango, Minister.
Bernard, get them on the telephone straight away.
But this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is what's wrong with the system. It's jobs for the boys, quid pro quo, corruption. What about my quango abolition paper?
Very good, Frank. Imaginative. And ingenious.
Novel.
Novel.
All right, but you're not going to suppress it, you know. I'll get it to Cabinet through someone else. I'll get it adopted as party policy, you'll see.
I don't think that...
If the press were to get hold of this... Yes. If the press were to get hold of this, what a story.
Frank, I was thinking, changing the subject completely, of course, have you ever thought about serving on a quango?
Oh, no, you're not corrupting me.
No, of course not. No. Now, what I mean is that even better than abolishing the quango system would be to make it work.
So?
Well, Humphrey and I were thinking, if we were to set up a commission to supervise and report on the composition and activities of all quangos, that might be the answer.
The answer? You must be...
Well, it'd have to be very senior. And in view of your knowledge and concern, Humphrey suggested your name.
didn't you, Humphrey?
Mr. Weasel, I said. Mr. Weasel, I said.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. I know your general views, but it would be a great service to the public. How do you feel?
We're not going to change my opinions, you know. There is such a thing as integrity.
Well, yes, of course. It is your opinions and your integrity that will make you such a good member of this quangar. Mind you, it would be very hard work.
Oh,
yes, I'm sure that service in this super quango would involve quite a lot of arduous foreign travel.
Very arduous.
To see how they manage these matters in other important government centres, Japan, Australia, California, the West Indies.
Tahiti.
Tahiti.
Well, yes. But, well, serving the public's what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly. Serving the public.
And what about my quango paper, then?
Invaluable. Take it with you.
And I'll keep a copy, if I may, on the files.
With the Surly Hull report.
Yes, Minister.
In Jobs for the Boys, you heard Paul Eddington as Jim Hacker, Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey, and Derek Foles as Bernard. Frank was played by Bill Nye, Sir Desmond by Richard Vernon, and Morgan by Richard Davis. Arthur Cox was George, Kerry Francis Conway, and Gordon Clough was the radio interviewer. Yes, Minister was written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, and produced by Pete Atkins.